says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they which heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. We look in the Gospels and we see the many different aspects of the Christmas story. And it starts with an announcement to Zacharias that he and Elizabeth would have a son, and his name was to be called John. And then we see it progressing in the angel appearing to Mary, and then to Joseph. And then the birth of Jesus, and then we move from the birth of Jesus, and we see the shepherds in the story that we just read. And then eventually, some 1 to 2 years later, we see the wise men coming and worshiping Jesus as a young child, and them being shown a special star in the east. And the thing that really impresses me as I read the Christmas story this year, and every year we see something different in it, but the thing that really impresses me this year as I look at the Christmas story is the hidden things that God revealed to some but others didn't see. When Zechariah was ministering in the temple, he was the one that saw and had the visitation from the angel. Elizabeth didn't, other family members didn't, friends didn't, but he was shown something. Something was revealed to him from heaven. When the angel came to Mary, he came to Mary in secret and began to speak to her and tell her what was to come. When she conceived the child with the Holy Spirit, it was not a thing that anyone else saw. It was just something that happened within her. As the angel appeared unto Joseph in a dream, it was something that was revealed to him but hidden to others. And we see it throughout and throughout and throughout. The shepherds that were in the field, they weren't the only shepherds in Judea at that time. There were, you know, this was a very agrarian culture, society. And there were shepherds all over the fields. But the Lord appeared to this group of shepherds. And they went and they worshiped and they had this encounter with Jesus. The same with the wise men from the east. We don't know what their standing or stature was. We don't know if they were, you know, just wise men or if they were kings or princes or governors over regions or what. But the Lord appeared to this group of men and they came. And it was hidden to others. Herod was in the backyard of what was going on, and it was hidden from him. And what I want to, I feel like the Lord wants to speak to us today as we just come and worship Him in the awe of the Christmas story and everything. But I feel like one of our words for 2018 is going to concern the hidden things. Things that God is going to speak and reveal to you, but that others around you might not see. Things that God is going to start in you and maybe impregnate you with, or maybe come to a place of even fruition in you, and the others around you are not going to see those things. And I want you to be encouraged by these things and recognize these as a gift from God. The Word said that Mary pondered these things in her heart. And I think it's not only thinking on these things, and you know, obviously she thought on this, and she meditated on this, and she tried to allow God to come in and touch her in her reasoning and understanding this. But I believe part of that pondering in her heart was protecting the things that God had revealed to her and shown her in hiding, in secret. The proverb says, above all else, guard your heart. And as we walk through this holiday season, God is going to, and not only this holiday season, but this coming year, God is going to speak things and do things, I believe, into individuals in this company of believers. And I want you this year to recognize these just as a gift. Can you imagine of all the shepherds that my little group are the ones that God appeared to, the angels appeared to? How precious and special that would be. Of all the wise men or kings of the east, God let me see the star when the king in the backyard couldn't even see it. And I want us to realize the precious gift of the hidden things that God has spoke, deposited, and will accomplish in our life. And as we recognize those hidden things, that we embrace those things, we treasure those things, we incubate those things, and allow those things to come to pass. Mary, as the angel spoke the word, she didn't immediately like, oh man, I felt something jump in there and I'm pregnant. Obviously, as the baby began to grow in the first trimester, she began to feel things, and she knew things were different and all of that stuff. But it was hidden for 3 months from anyone, except for Elizabeth. Then it was hidden for the 9 month period until Jesus was born. And then even at that, as that came into fruition, there were things, as the angel told her, said, he is going to be the Savior of the world. He's going to deliver his people. She sat on that hidden thing for 30 years until he began his public ministry. So are things that God will speak and do and reveal to you that others around you won't see? And God says, I want you to cherish those things. I want you to receive those things. I want you to nourish those things and embrace the process as they come through. That's going to be one of our words for this year, I feel like, individually and as a body. Remember last year the Lord spoke to me, Deuteronomy 29:29. And it said, the hidden things belong to God, but the things that are revealed to us, they belong to us. And so as God comes in, and he gives you these things that are hidden from others, they belong to you, Ambry. And so you take those things and you cherish those things and you nurture those things and you embrace those things just as if it was a child in your womb. And do not get frustrated with others around you when they don't see the things that are hidden, because they're for you and they're revealed to you. And I believe we're going to see that. I really believe we're going to see that. And that's the thing that the Lord's impressing me on the Christmas story this year, is that as we come in and we look at the many layers of it, look at all the individuals that were involved in this story in their own unique way, and look at not only the ones that were involved, but look at the multitudes that those things were hidden from. So I want you to receive this gift from God, because I look around this company and I see a lot of people that God is giving you the gift of, I'm showing this and I'm revealing this to you and I'm releasing this into you. I don't necessarily think that God's going to put you in hiding this year, but I think what God will do is he will put things in your heart and in your life that are hidden to others. And they won't get it because they don't see it. But it does not mean it's any less significant. Okay? All right, so can y'all receive that word? That's a good word this morning. Can y'all receive that? Amen. Well, I'm sure we'll be developing that some more, because I do feel like that's going to be one of our things this year. But let's just stand to our feet. I want us to come together, and I want us to take communion together. When Father God gave us the gift of Jesus in Bethlehem's manger, that began the road to this. That began the road to the cross. And the cross was we all know, it was the payment for our redemption. So it started in seed form. Israel was praying for an oak tree, and they got an acorn. And many of them missed it because they weren't looking for an acorn, Adam. They were looking for an oak tree. God said, I've given you an oak tree. This looks like an 8-pound baby right now. It's in seed form right now. But some of them got it. And they pondered in their heart. And they protected it. And they incubated it in their heart and in their faith journey. And out of that, it was the beginning of this amazing journey. And today I want us to come in, and as we partake of this, I want us to think, usually we think of the finality of the cross as we partake of the communion. But the cross in God's mind was just as settled the day Jesus came to Bethlehem as it was the day that He said, it is finished, paid in full on the cross. In God's mind, it was just as settled. So as you partake of the unleavened bread and of the grape juice that represents the body and the blood of Jesus, I want you to not necessarily celebrate the finished work of the cross, but celebrate the beginning of the work, which in a human manifestation started in Bethlehem's manger. See, usually we look and we focus on the blood that was spilled, but I want to celebrate the blood that flowed in the womb of Mary, because it's just as precious of a gift. Because when God came in, it was just as settled in His mind then as it was 33 years later. So let's focus on that this morning. I'm going to ask a few of you guys to come in. Well, we've only got a couple. You know what? It would be easier. Let's just come around and let's just get communion and gather down here at the bottom, and we'll just take it down here together. If I could just have a few guys to come down and hold these. Brother Clay, would you come down with this? Hunter, come on down here, brother. Just serve the people as they come by. Father God, what a privilege for us to be able to come and partake of this. And Lord, as we take of this, I typically think of the cross and the spilling of blood. But today, as we partake of this, I celebrate the flowing of blood that started in the womb of a virgin girl. And I thank you for that today, Father God. And I thank you for the opportunity to come and partake of this with my family, with my church family. And I celebrate the lives that I'm surrounded with. And we love and recognize that as a gift from you as well, Father. So as we partake of this, I just pray you bless these people, Father. Let them eat and drink to their health, spiritual and physical. Let them eat and drink to fullness, to wholeness. Let them eat and drink to beloved status and relationship with you. And I just speak these blessings over everyone today. It's in Jesus' name I ask this and give these thanks. Amen. If y'all will, if it's going to be organized chaos, but that's okay. Let's just come on down and just get, and then kind of move back some so others can come in and get it, okay? Amen. If I was musically inclined, I'd play something right now. Yes, Lord. Real low, Jeffrey. Just real low.